Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica County Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Good evening, I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. We're here each and every week, all season long, and now for the playoffs. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now let's have a warm welcome for the three-peat GISA Championship Head Coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick.
We're clapping again, so.
We're clapping again.
That's so, right.
Not a bad game at all. Third straight title for you guys. A monster win over Bullock, 49-24, the final score. You get the bye week, so you guys are now enjoying a bye week this weekend. And I just want to start with, after the game, I went down the field, talked with you briefly, but your head was everywhere but anywhere. What was it like for you? You were bopping all over the place. You were talking. You were not talking. What was your emotional level like for that game with everything going into it and all the history of that game? Where were you at? What did it feel like at the end of it?
When I talked to my wife on the way home, she said, "Are you excited? Are you happy?" What I said, "I'm relieved." I think that the expectations and all that stuff that goes into it, and all that stuff, kind of right when you get ready to kick off, it goes right on your shoulders, and so you're coaching, and you're going as hard as you can, and mentally you're coaching every play. And Friday night, I was literally playing every play, trying to coach every play, trying to get guys and doing stuff. And, you know, Saturday was a wash. I was completely exhausted on Saturday. But, you know, I thought the kids gave great effort, played like the unit that we're capable of playing. I thought the kids, you know, played with emotion and intensity, played with unity. They played, you know, they went out there and made great plays, and they executed the offense and the defense, man. The defense was just flying the football, knocking people out, you know, all night long. And it took a team that averaged almost 250 yards on the ground and only gave up 100 yards, you know, and made some big. And really, of that 100 yards was two drives, the first drive and then, you know, the third drive. And I thought the guys just, we shut the door. They got down to the five-yard line, and I told Coach Mathis earlier in the week, you know, he's like, "Coach, what do you think?" And I said, "I'm going to tell you, it's hard to generate a look like you're going to get when you run the split back veer with your scout team." So I said, "We're going to have to acclimate on the first drive." And I said, "We're going to if we win the toss, we're going to defer, and we're going to go learn how to play defense right off the bat." And I said, you know, and we made some big plays, and we stopped them down there, and they missed the field goal. And offense jogged right out on the field and went 80 yards in about 90 seconds and scored. And, you know, I think it took a little bit out of Bullet. But then I think the other drive was when it was fourth down and about two, and we stopped them about a half yard short inside the 10-yard line. I think that was a deflating moment for them that was, man, we drove back down here. They did have a little assistance, and they had a couple flags. We gave them a couple plays. But at the same time, I thought the defense, when it had to, it buckled up. And then after that, it was just, sorry, you know, we're going to beat you up now. And you know, we jumped out 35-0, and I thought that with that, you know, we played really, really good offensively and defensively, and on special teams, you know, we played pretty good in all three phases. And of course, you have to do that to win championships and get yourself ready to play in the playoffs.
Well, we're going to break this game down a lot more than just that. And this is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, let me summarize. I've been trying to come up with a way to summarize what I can. I mean, this was an amazing game. Your team averages 50 points a game on this season. This game, you scored 35 unanswered points through three quarters of a play, five touchdowns, five extra points. You did that against the Bullock. And here's a quote that you've said several times this year. I really don't know how good we are, blank. What do you say to that now? You've said that multiple times. You've been trying to assess really how good you are. You just three quarters of shut up ball against your number one opponent. What do you think now?
I thought that we should have had 42 right there before the half. But also at the same time, you know, I thought the kids responded and played really well. You know, we went up 14-0. We went to the locker room and you know, everybody's like, what adjustments do you make? What things do you do? And I said, I told the kids when we went in is when we come out of this locker room, we're going to take the opening kickoff and go down and score. And we're going to make it extremely hard on them. I said, just go out and punch it in and get up 21-0. And then what you do is you make Bullock get out of what they like to do. They're down three scores. They like to ground. They like to ground it out and do that stuff well. I didn't know we'd score on opening play right after that. You know, we just called it. We were talking as coaches outside, and we're like, okay, what do we need to do? And we need to run wide. We need to get our jet sweeps going so we can run our counters back inside because we were trapping them and doing some stuff. And so we were really just going to set up. It was the jet was set up plays. Well, lo and behold, we hand it off, and Denver takes it to the house for 60 yards, and we had a lot of really good blocks on the play. We had an Isaiah. I think the poor linebacker for Bullock probably still might have whiplash. I don't know. He put him on his back on one of those plays. And, you know, Harry got a good block out there, and then Denver just ran through an arm tackle, and you ain't catching him at that point. So he was gone, and then we went right back out. Next thing, we kicked the ball off, and defense, JT and those guys, JT went in, hit the mesh point, the quarterback pitched it and lost control of it, and there was Harry on the scrape and fell right on the ball, and next play, we caught the exact same play and got the exact same result. Denver just took off right down the sideline for another touchdown, and we were up 28-0 just like that. And it was the kids did what we asked them to do, you know, and then I went right back out on defense and stuffed them again and got the ball and scored again and made it 35-0 pretty quick with, I think, almost 7 minutes to go still in the third quarter. We were up 35-0, and, you know, we have the ability to quick play people, but at the same time, Friday night, offensively, we were pretty meticulous, just nickeling and diming everybody. You know, and I threw the ball the first five plays of the game, and everybody was like, I heard Coach Thomas, hey, we're going to run the ball anytime soon. Hey, you thinking about running the ball? And I was like, nope, they're playing off of us. We're going to throw it out here and get 5 yards. We're going to get 10 yards. You know, we ran a screen, and Patrick caught it and got 23 yards on the screen play. And if you don't make that tackle right away, we got the ability to get big plays and big chunks. And so we just nickled and dimed them there starting off, and then the defense just went out and did what they were coached to do and played really, really well.
The opening series, all the emotion, all the energy coming into that, it wasn't a pretty first series for your defense. However, they missed the three-point attempt. How much did that shift the momentum on the field? How much did everyone kind of settle down when they missed the kick?
Well, that was huge, but I thought the biggest thing was we kept out of the end zone, you know. Like I said, I told Coach Mathis earlier in the week that it was going to take us a drive to acclimate to their offense. And I thought once we did that, it was really, really good. And I thought the kids, you know, they looked over at the chains and we got a couple plays. And we made some big plays in the backfield and they got called on a couple penalties, which they should have. They had a few holding calls and the kids did a good job. And, you know, we just played our assignments. And once we figured out, I think that was a big shift in the game. That first one and that third possession on offense for them was big momentum shifts for us, and we just seized the moment. We never looked back from that point on.
Well, we got a lot more to talk about from that game, also the playoff, the brackets, and dreams and conversation about what's coming around the corner. So a lot more to come here on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Back in just a moment after words from our sponsors.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Eric on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bonschweiger on location at Nats Landing on St. Simon's. And this segment brought to you by Nats Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Harbor, and by Jessup Furniture. Back with the head coach talking about the amazing game against Bullock last week as the team enjoys the week off. Second quarter action, Isaiah Thomas, 13-yard carry, big touchdown. And the one thing I want to note about this, it's not just the running game and the passing game. Our kicking game was lights out. You didn't have to worry about anything.
I thought Logan did a great job Friday night. He kind of got thrown into it Monday. William came to me and said his hamstring, he pulled a muscle in his hamstring. And so he's like, Coach, I don't know if I can kick. He said, it kills me to kick. And I was like, well, all right, Logan, kick. And so Logan was like, I got you. He said, no problem, Coach. And he was 7-for-7 in PATs, and he put the ball dead where we wanted it on kickoffs, and then he squibbed one perfectly there for us, and he did an outstanding job Friday night for us.
What did that do? Because all the worries midway through the season, and you were trying to stay with the kicking game, and then it was getting kind of ugly there for a while. But to have a game like that against Bullock, what did that do for the team to say, we got it?
Well, I thought that, you know, the kids are going to play regardless, and but I thought it was just an amazing night for him. You know, to be that, it's something he'll get to live with the rest of his life. He can always go home and say, you know what, I started playing football my senior year, and then I hit 7 extra points in the championship game and then kicked off. And so for him, I was excited for him to have something that he can always cherish and feel great about going forward. So it was a great thing for Logan.
You guys had a great defensive stops in that second quarter. However, you guys are 14-0 in the second quarter. Bad snaps. You had a punt from the end zone. It wasn't always pretty in the second quarter.
No, it wasn't pretty, but it was effective. You know, we drove the ball all the way down, you know, right there, right before the half. We scored, got a penalty that called it back. Then we ran it right back down to the 3-yard line and got another penalty. I don't know where that came from, you know, and drove us back again. And then the last play of the half, we literally threw it and it hit Harry in the hands. It just went right through his hands right there, right before the half, where we could have been up 21-0. And so I felt like Big Mo was on our side, and it, you know, we were literally pushing on the door. We just hadn't knocked it down yet. And as soon as the second half opened up, we knocked the door down pretty quick.
Now, that second half, by the way, at halftime, that very first play, as you mentioned earlier, but it was an amazing play. That first play from the line of scrimmage, Denver goes off 60 yards. Now, you described it earlier, but was that really a set play? Had you seen something that you knew that would capitalize on them, or were you just doing a setup play, really? Or did you kind of roll the dice and say, we see it, let's go take it?
Well, We were just setting it up. Actually, it was a setup plan. I didn't think he would take it to the house right off the bat. But I wasn't going to take it back once he scored. I wasn't going to take him to fall down, you know. And so once we scored on that first one, I thought, well, we'll run it again and see, and see if they overcommit and fly, and they didn't. And so he busted that second one and made a bunch of really good moves. We had a bunch of great blocks down the field. Guys from the backside and front side were just blocking down the field, did a really good job. Our wideouts did. I thought we played much better on the perimeter this week against Bullock than we did against John Millage. I thought we set the edge, and we have to do that again in the next week against Valwood. We have to be very physical on the perimeter, and so just one of those things that we have to do every week, be physical on the perimeter and make plays.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show, the Bishop Media Sports Network. Rich Bonsberger, along with head coach Brandon Derrick. Bullock finally scores. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Did you ever think you would play Bullock? Three quarters of play, and they finally score the last 20 seconds. You ever imagine that?
You know, watching the film early in the season and going through it, I thought, I didn't know how good they were playing the competition, and it's hard to assess, you know. It's like I said, it's hard to assess our kids week in and week out. Sometimes we play really, really good, and sometimes we just kind of – we got teams that we can go through the motions and beat. And, you know, I thought we kind of went through the motions against John Millage. Some of us did, and it hurt us. And then, but I think it was a great wake-up call going into Bullock, and I thought all the kids came out and played with great intensity and great focus against Bullock, and you saw what we can do when we play with great intensity and great focus. And I thought the kids did a really, really good job of that Friday night against Bullock. But at the same time, I kind of thought we could be up 35-0 after three quarters on Bullock by watching them earlier on, but I wasn't going to tell anybody that. I mean, it was just something I was keeping to myself. And it was just, if you get a few things to go your way, you can. And if we score as fast as we do on offense and play defense the way we do, it puts a strain on opponents.
Special teams and defense were outstanding both. The third quarter, you had a big fourth down stop by Meadows, the sack by Thompson, by the way, in that. But then you also have that onside kick that they tried. And how are you set for that? They finally went for the onside. What was your team's mindset preparing for that?
Well, we called it the play before when they recovered the one, you know, and we what it was, we just didn't field it. We thought the guy behind us was going to field it, and we didn't have a guy behind us. And D just let it bounce one too many times. And then the second time, Will Thompson just smothered it. You know, we got the hand steam on the field. And it's nothing that we don't prepare for, you know. You know, every now and then you get a play, we just got to be a little bit better at it, make sure that we got to get our hands down and field the ball from here on out, and if they're going to do the onside stuff. But I thought the kids overall did a pretty good job of understanding where we were at and where we, you know, what the game was going. It wasn't a dire need when you're up 49-7 or 49-14, whatever it was, you know. But I thought that's just some things that we got to correct and go back over and practice, and I think they'll do a good job with that.
Your defensive line got over. You got the push this week. Your offensive line got the push this week. But you really muddled up their backfield. They really could not get anything going, either running or passing. How much was that scheming out, and how much was that adjustments in the game where you just tried to key on more things?
Well, everybody talks about all those adjustments that you make in the game. A lot of our kids play both ways. And so in-game adjustments are sometimes difficult for us. But for the most part, it was our game plan was to crash with five guys up front. Just try to crash and create a massive pile up front and let linebackers scrape and make plays. And when we also noticed when they pass the ball that if we're slanting and crashing, when they stand up, we'll pretty much run right under them. And Will and Will Counts and those guys and Cameron and all of them were literally, and JT were just kind of running right under those guys when we were trying to pinch out there. And so I thought the kids did a great job getting pressure on the quarterback. I don't know how many times we flushed him out of the pocket and put him on skates out there running.
And he was on the run a lot.
He was on the run a lot when they tried to throw the ball. But I thought the defense just, they did what they were coached to do all week, mash it up in there and play physical. You know, we were outweighed by them up front, but I thought our defensive line just smashed them up front and played really, really hard. and got after the football. We just got it. We wanted it more than they did, is what it boiled down to on Friday night. And that's what high school football boils down to. Whether you want it more than the guy across from you. And we talked about that after John Milich. They run in plays, but you got to get off blocks. You got to want to make a play. And our kids wanted it more Friday night than Bullitt did.
I got my soundbite of the night right there. We'll be right back for more of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with the head coach, Brandon Derrick. Back in a moment on the Vision Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call. 912-638-1965 or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles. Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice. Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice. Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's. And let's go Knights! Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island. St. Simon's Seafood, located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza, next to Demery Grill. St. Simon's Seafood has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood or call 912-634-2646, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. The head coach, Brandon Derrick, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bonswinger on location at Nats Landing. And this segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, St. Simon Seafood, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Back with the head coach. Just a couple more thoughts about last weekend's game. I heard prior to the game, you had a special pregame prep talk with your team that went over, from what I've heard, amazingly well, very well received. What was said prior to the game that really made that final statement?
I told the kids this is an opportunity that you don't need to let slip away because you've been divided, or we've got outside noise, or chittering and the chattering and all this stuff, and this and that, and everybody. And I said, you know, this is a chance for you to be a three-time champion and stake your claim and go out there. And this is something that as you, as a kid, later on in life, when you're 30, 35 years old, you can either say, we should have or we did. And I said, and you can't let all the other outside stuff distract you. You're a team. If you want to be an individual, go play tennis. Go be a swimmer. Go do the stuff that you do. But you're in a team sport, you know, and buy in. Just do your job. We're not asking you to do anything else. You don't need to do any more than we're asking you. Do your job and do it really, really good. And everybody buy in and cheer each other on. I didn't want any fussing or fighting or bickering. And you know, I thought the kids really bought into that. I thought that they understood the concept and the grasp. And I mean, from here on out, we got three games. If we win three games, we win state championship. But at the same time, we're only guaranteed one, so it's the same thing. You can go down in the books as the team that should have won or the team that did win. And so that's where we're at. We're at that. There's, you know, This is where the rubber meets the road. This is the playoffs. You win, you go home. You lose, you go home. So, you know, it was the same. It was just like a playoff game. Bullock was just like a playoff game. I mean, it's, you got to treat it like that. You got to go out and play. And I thought the kids did a great job last week. And, you know, we've been trying to heal up a little bit this week, but at the same time, give them a look at what we're going to see a little bit from either our opponents, either Augusta Prep or Valwood. But at the same time, you know, we got to stay focused and be ready to go.
Well, let's talk about that. You have the bye week, and then it's either going to be Augusta Prep or Valwood. Those will be playing in the first round. And there's an unofficial poll on Facebook that's been roaming around lately that a lot of the Frederica fans have been voting on. Thank you, George. The unofficial poll officially says Valwood is the team that we want to meet. Who do you want to meet as head coach and really wanting this? Who do you want to meet?
If I had my choices, it would be Augusta Prep. But I really think we're probably going to face Valwood. But if, as somebody put it, the coaches were texting on Saturday morning at 8:30 because we only got home at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30. They were already texting at 8:30 watching game film. They said, what would happen if Augusta upset Valwood? And Coach Mathis said the only way they upset Valwood is if they go in there and steal everything out of the locker room. That's the only way they'll get upset. So, you know, it was just one of those things that we kind of look at it, and Valwood's a really good football team. You know, they're 8-3, and we played them early in the year. And so, in the same sense, it's a rivalry for us. And so, we're preparing for, you know, we're preparing for probably a little bit leaning more toward getting ready for Valwood than we are anybody else.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights and the Bishop Media Sports Network. So Valwood, you lost at 6-7 earlier in the season. It was game two of the year. Augusta Prep was week 5, 44-13. You got the victory. Looking back, how much has your team changed from then to now?
We've changed significantly up front on offense. Our offensive line has just gotten better and better. We've made a few other changes that's made us a little bit better there. And then I think defensively, we're practically healthy. I think we went into that game with three defensive starters out. I think Deke was out, Lachlan was out, and Jayshon was beat up going in, and Jalen, too, was also hurt going into that Valwood game. And so we had three or four guys that didn't start. And then first quarter, I think JT went out with dehydration, and then Avery went out with a hip, and then somebody else got hurt. And so we had four or five guys. I mean, at one point we had eight starters sitting on the sideline.
That's right.
And we were battling 7-6 the whole fourth quarter. So, or it was 0-0, and then went to overtime. But, you know, can't take anything away from them. They're a good football team. But at the same time, you know, I look at us, I think we've progressed and gotten better and better and found what we're comfortable at doing. We've had to experiment with a lot of different stuff due to injuries and things like that, with the two-back set and things like that. So I think the kids have done a good job adapting to it and executing. So, you know, it's going to be fun. It always is when we play Valwood, but we need to go out and take care of business, and we need to play with a ton of emotion.
The other side of the brackets, maybe Bullock meeting up with John Millings a week from now. What do you see in that game if those two do meet up? Just look on the other side.
A lot of running. They're going to run the ball. It's a little bit different. It's daylight, dark difference with our contrast of our offensive philosophies. And don't get me wrong, I love to run the football. I think we ran it for 405 yards against Bullock. But at the same time, I feel like our passing game opens up our running game. Because we're not huge up front, we have to spread people out and then kind of slash people and make some plays. And so I have a little different philosophy. You know, we threw the ball, I guess, against Bullock 17 times. We threw it 16 in the first half. So, yeah, so you can see where I'm a little different on that.
Yeah. We've always said you're a little bit different.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, I guess.
And who do you see on the other side really emerging all the way through? If you got to pick your dream line, who goes all the way on the other side?
Long as we win and we're playing somebody at Mercer on November the 30th, I don't care who it is. My goal is to be standing at Mercer on November the 30th, ready to play whoever shows up. If they get off the bus and want to play, I hope our kids are ready to play. You know, everybody's talking about Tiff Daria and John Millage. They're on the other side of the bracket. They got to worry about each other. Let's worry about what we do and worry about how we play and take care of our business and get ready. And so the other side, I don't wish on anything. I just wish us to win. That's all that matters to me. It's us winning our side of the bracket. Whoever we play, we got to go play. And it's the playoffs. You're going to play good teams at this point. So you just got to get ready to play.
One final question. How important is this bye week? Right now, how key is this?
It's been pretty important for us because we played a really, really physical football game against Bullock. So, you know, we beat up a little bit and sore. And so we've been in a lot of helmet and shirt and shirts this week and just repping stuff and doing fundamentals. So it's been pretty important for us to try to get healthy. You know, I just hope we don't lose steam and don't lose our focus what we had gained after the Bullock game and going into it. So I don't think we will. I think everybody will dial it right back up and get ready to go. But again, it's like I said, high school football is just who wants it more. You know, when you go out on Friday night, if you want to win, you'll find a way to get it done. And our kids are very, very talented, but we've got to have that burning desire. As some of our coaches used to say back in the day, you got to have that burning. Your belly's got to be burning on the inside to go win. So that's what it's going to boil down to, and we've got to want to win three games more than the other teams.
Well, the March to Mercer is officially underway, everybody, with the three-peat Frederick Academy Knights. The champion of regions. Again, thanks for joining us tonight for the Frederick Academy Coaching Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Join us again next week. We'll be back out here for more of the playoff conversation. We'll be back on St. Simon's Island Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. Until next week, enjoy the weekend off. I'm Rich Bonsinger. Thanks for joining us tonight, everybody.